Hi, all. I'm Dan Smegrod, founder of the We Get Around Network Forum. Today is Thursday, June 30th, 2022, and you're watching WGAN-TV live at 5. We have an awesome show for you today. Meet, present, and collaborate inside your Matterport tours powered by SuperViz. And here to talk to us about how to do that, Russ Rive, co-founder and CEO of SuperViz. Hey, Russ, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Dan. Always
and
a pleasure to
Marcelo
be here.
Franco, head of sales for SuperViz. Marcelo, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah.
Before we jump into a tour, and I'm super excited to jump into a tour, not only of the front end, but of the dashboard back end of SuperViz. Russ, how about giving us maybe the big picture on SuperViz?
Yeah, great. So SuperViz is an easy way to think about it is that we've created a simple system that's very similar to video conferencing, but it's designed for subjects when the location is the subject. So if you really have to be somewhere together, almost as if it was a mini group teleportation machine running in a browser. So the idea of, we would love to meet somewhere remotely, but really have the sense of presence and talk about it. That's what SuperViz really tries to recreate, the sense of presence remotely in many different 3D contents.
Awesome. I'm ready to teleport into a location and have a conversation. Perhaps you and Marcelo could take us on a demo of SuperViz from the front end.
Yeah, I think let's just jump right into it. I think the best way to know what SuperViz is to see it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen and go straight into a Matterport tour. That should come up on your side. So I'm in a Matterport tour that I've pasted inside of SuperViz and generated a SuperViz meeting link, send it to Marcelo. You simply click that. The experience for him to come into this meeting is the same as you would expect from a web conferencing, video conferencing system. He'll give access to the microphone, camera, and that's it, and you're inside of it. So you can see here we're walking through a Matterport tour as you would expect it to work. The difference here is that I have Marcelo in here with me. So there's two of us, and you can see Marcelo walking through the space. Now, every one of us is loaded the tour individually. So when I'm looking around, it's as if I'm there, I can look where I'd like. Marcelo is looking somewhere else. And so you really recreate that feeling of being somewhere together. Now you can see Marcelo's avatar here, so I know where he is inside of the 3D space. And the little laser pointer is which is showing where his mouse is. So that's really useful too. So not only do I know where he is, which way his head's pointing, but I know exactly where his mouse is pointing as well. For example, if I come and say, hey, Marcelo, take a look at this pot plant on this table over here with my mouse, he would see that too. And you can see his mouse is moving over that as well. So it's very easy for us to have very context-specific conversations inside the location. So as I'm moving around here, say I was a real estate agent giving a tour of this house. So what we want to try and recreate is being there together, you know, not just send someone a Matterport tour link and then ask them afterwards what it's like. It'd be like taking someone down the street and then telling them, oh, take a look at the house, call me when you're done. No, in this case, we go in there together. So we're free to look around. So say I wanted to give a tour to Marcelo and I'd like him to follow me around the place. I can activate the follow me function. So if I click the follow me and I could either follow Marcelo, in this case, he's following me. You can see he's joining me here. But again, this is not a screen share follow me. He's still looking around. As we're walking through the space, he comes to the same coordinates, the same scene that I am in. So I'll walk quickly here and you'll see he'll come over. If I turn around, you'll see him. Marcelo will come down the corridor and join me. And this entire time, he's free to look around, just like you would if you were actually in the space together. I'm not locking his view into any specific place. So if I'm, say, trying to sell this house to Marcelo, he doesn't have the feeling that I'm kind of controlling everything he's looking at. He's still free to look around. It's not like he's looking through a special lens that I'm only pointing out the wonderful things and not hiding everything out that he might not like. But he's free to look around as if we were on this tour together. And like I mentioned, I can unfollow, we can decide. Oh, in this case, now I'll give Marcelo, the buyer, the opportunity to lead. And so, Marcelo, why don't you walk around the place? In this case, now I'm following Marcelo around. So, again, I'm giving the other person the freedom to control the tour. And me as the consultant, as the person helping, comes through and be able to see where he's going. And again, I can decide where I'd like to look and we can have a discussion. So you can imagine this is useful in many ways as it would be useful to be in any space together. Maybe we're in the situation of a real estate agent selling a place. Maybe it's an interior decorator that's walking around my place with me remotely, and we're discussing the furniture that we're thinking what we could do, what we can change. Maybe it's a home improvement person. Maybe there's a crack in a column and I'm calling in a structural engineer. And, you know, we're walking through this place together and simulating an on-site presential meeting, which is the last frontier of remote video conferencing experience, right? It's just when you actually have to be there together. That's what Supervis is trying to do really well and really make that really simple and easy to do. So if someone's never heard of Supervis, even though it kind of feels like a metaverse avatar kind of application, if someone hasn't experienced it before and you invite them to a meeting, they simply open the web link, allow access to the camera and microphone as if they were joining any video conferencing system, and that's it, they're in, they're there. There's nothing to download or to install to start using it.
Can you use all the Matterport controls in the bottom left? For example, if you went to the dollhouse and you wanted to get back outside to the patio?
Exactly, absolutely. All the functions work here. So if I go to the dollhouse view, not only if I go to, you'll see here, for example, if Marcelo goes out on the deck, he's in the house right now, but if I move around, you'll actually-
I'm there. If you zoom in.
I'll be able to find, there he is. You see Marcelo walking around the house. You can actually see him in the 3D dollhouse view. Here he is. So it's even in the dollhouse view, we still maintain the three-dimensional space data of where everyone is. So I can see Marcelo's now in the top bedroom and I could jump straight to him. I can say, oh, let me go straight into this room where I know Marcelo's right there. If I turn around, there he is. Floor plans, measurements, all that stuff works here as you'd expect it to work inside
and
of Matterport.
The other Matterport controls, because I think of Matter tags. So if I had a video, a photo, text, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. All the Matterport functionality will be working inside of here. Basically, what you do is you prepare your Matterport tour using the Matterport editor, add your tags, anything you'd like to customize inside your Matterport tour. And once it's ready, you simply copy the share link into Supervis, generate a meeting link, and that's it. I'll take you through that when I go into the back end and the dashboard to show you how to add these projects in a bit.
I see a menu at the bottom. It looks like there's lots of other things that you can do within a Matterport tour powered by Supervis.
Yeah, there's quite a bit here. So I'm just going to go through these interface elements, and I think that'll be the best way to show you. Firstly, there's one over here, which just brings you back to a regular grid view. So there's moments that the discussion is between two people and you can have a real video conference to not be distracted. So maybe the tour is over and now you're having a human-to-human contact, you can choose to do that. And me as the host, what's important is, different to other video conferencing tools, as the host, I am controlling the interface for all participants. So in other words, when I do this, the same thing happens to Marcelo's screen or anybody else that's in this meeting. So I can control the attention span of anybody I'm presenting to, anybody I'm trying to sell to. Now no one's looking at the 3D model, and I know we're here. Now we'll all be able to look around again. A couple of cool things that we can do while I'm in here. Firstly, I'm the host. I could also pass the host onto Marcelo if I'd like to. In this case, I'm not going to let him become the host. I'll maintain the power. But if I go along the bottom list here, you'll see there's a couple of things. Firstly, the first win we have here is be able to change the project mid-meeting. So this is really nice because the meeting is not associated just with one scan. The meeting, you can actually change them mid-meeting. So maybe I want to show multiple scans, multiple properties. I can do that without leaving the meeting and just going through, selecting any of the projects I've added to my dashboard. This is my car garage. Okay, it's a Lamborghini store. But this is a good example to show you all the tags. So you can see in this case, all the tags have been added here as you'd expect. They work just as you'd expect. All the videos, all the images. Marcelo's walking around here. We can go and walk around. I can say, follow me, let's go sit inside this one over here. And now I know Marcelo's gonna be in the seat next to me and we can be discussing. You'll see Marcelo's laser coming in. That means his mouse pointer he should be standing right next to me here. There he is. And now we're in here and we're discussing everything. So very easy for us to change projects mid-meeting. The next one over is the video recording. So what's nice about this is a screen recording of the host's point of view. So everything that happens inside this meeting from my point of view gets recorded and saved as a video recording. Now, what's nice about that is that it's not only saving the webcams, the conversation, the product, that's where I'm looking, but it also saves his avatar and where he's pointing. So this is really useful if you're, say, wanting to do change requests, approvals of something, because it's not just a conversation. I know that Marcelo is pointing exactly at this table, exactly at the screen, and then says, yes, I approve, or this is what I want to change. So the whole recording has actual three-dimensional context to everything that's been said as well, which is really useful. And I'll show you where to retrieve those recordings afterwards. And that works just as you'd expect any recording to work. You go in, I say recording. When I start the recording, it'll tell Marcelo, hey, someone's about to record the screen. Everybody says, okay. And it goes in and records that. Just going along the bottom here, the classic buttons you'd expect from video conferencing.
Excuse me, Russ, could I trouble you to record a segment while you're even going through a demo?
Sure. So here we go. I'll say record. I choose, let's say I want to record where we are now. So in the Lamborghini, I start recording. You'll see it'll start recording. It'll let Marcelo know that we're recording. Yeah. And there it is. And so now it's been recorded. You can see the little button is red. The timing there, we've got 5, 6, 7 seconds going. And then after this is done, I'll show you where this recording is saved, that I can retrieve it. And the recording then can be shared through a shareable web link and also be downloaded. So maybe you want to edit it and chop it up. We give full access to the recording afterwards. So I'm going to go ahead and stop this recording. Okay, the recording has ended and it's telling me that it's been saved. And the other buttons here are pretty obvious. It's muting, and I'm muting my microphone. Webcam, turning it on and off. We also have chat. So it's just the basic web conferencing stuff you would expect. As I tap in here, I can put in links and open up, you know, if I want to send new tabs, any PDF documents, things like that, I can just put the links into the chat as we're going. Sharing my screen. There's many times that say we're in here and I want to say share the instruction manual of one of these Lamborghinis. I have full screen sharing built into it as well. The meeting link, it's very simple. I just click that. I can copy the link. Say Marcelo goes, wow, this car is amazing. I just would like my wife's approval. Let's invite her into the meeting. He would share the link and she would just jump into it straight away, whether she's on her phone, on the streets, in her laptop, it really doesn't matter. And the last one is the hangup. So really, really simple. If you know how to use video conferencing, you're going to be at home using SuperViz.
Did I miss one that looked like a gear?
The gear is the settings to change my web, what camera I'm using, what sound device, speakers. It's basically the video conferencing device settings.
Okay. And I noticed there's two of you meeting together, collaborating together within a Matterport space.
Correct.
How up to how many can participate and have this full experience?
So today we let up to 16 people coming to a meeting. So 16 webcams, 16 avatars. And the limit is less a technological limit. It's more of a productive meeting limit that we've established. Imagine you start having over 16 people in this meeting with different avatars, everybody trying to compete for space. It'll start looking like a Star Wars battle inside of this, and people get a little distracted. We have come up with a pretty neat solution to get around that, which we're calling the broadcast mode, which will be released in July this year, in July 2022, where we're going to have two different links, very similar to, say, a presenter and a spectator link you might have in other video conferencing tools. You'll have what we call a presenter link, which gives you a webcam and an avatar. So up to 16 people can be presenting, but then up to about 230 people can be what we call spectators, which means they can log in, they have the full independent view, walk around experience from their perspective. Looking through my eyes here is exactly the same, except they're not represented with an avatar or a webcam, but they're in the room together as if they were ghosts in the meeting. So they can follow the presenters. If I click follow me, all 250 people will follow me around the room. And it's a nice way if there's some moment that you're saying, you know, product launch or a big real estate launch, and you'd like to invite 200 people inside here and not let it become chaos. There'll be two different type of links that you can come into to experience that.
So will that broadcast feature enable literally hundreds of potential people?
Yep.
So it's almost like an auditorium. Well, that's not really the right experience, is it? It's because you do have the follow me experience.
Yeah. we used to call it auditorium, but then that really creates a separation between the stage and the people, whereas in SuperViz's case, everyone's together all the time. We just hired them. Yeah.
So use cases for that broadcast feature. Maybe I'm a real estate agent. I want to have an open house. Starts at 2:00. I could actually publish that link in my social media and say, live virtual tour. Come follow me as I take you and other potential buyers through the house.
Yeah, we've also had use cases where a large developer is going to be launching an exciting new development, or an architect is going to be showcasing their design for the first time, and it's actually quite newsworthy. And so that's an example of someone doing that. If you think of Matterport, I mean, it's not only limited to real estate, although it happens to be the number one use case just because it's about scanning locations. But we also have customers using it for museum tours. So you can imagine a curator of a museum giving a presentation of the art, and in that case, hundreds of people would like to come in. Oh, an artist himself walking through the museum, showcasing his art, discussing the art. So those are the kind of the things where there's a presentation that you imagine multiple people wanting to come in.
I think of, you know, in Atlanta, where I am, that real estate agents often have a lunch that they're trying to bring other agents to come see the property. So it seems like this would be a SuperViz plus Matterport would be an awesome experience to be able to bring lots of real estate agents one time virtually without the lunch expense.
Exactly. And also for training, you know, there's oftentimes where, say, new real estate agents are joining, or there's someone wanting to show how they show a place, what's the technique you need to be using as a training tool. That's also very effective.
Were there other use cases that you had in mind when you thought about launching this broadcast feature?
It was more of coming from the customers asking us that they'd really like a way to be able to do it. And there are many different ways. We talk about different use cases. We have a customer that is a forensics course for crime scene analysis in a university. And she has a class full of 50, 60 students. And so they go through a scan of a crime scene and she discusses it, all these different elements, what are the clues? And so that's an example of
Don't step on that.
Exactly. It's an example where you're showing it to 50, 60 people at the same time. But the thing about digital twins and this idea of meeting in it is it's kind of a new concept. And the more people use it, the more they realize that it actually applies to many aspects of life. You know, so everything from any time where the location is the subject or being there together matters. It starts opening up more and more people as the first movers start, as it becomes more and more common for people to use these types of tools.
And also, I have a quick comment here, Dan, that you also asked about the use case for the broadcast mode. And it's funny that one of our first clients, when we started, it's a school, and they really use SuperViz to present the science fair projects and everything. And most recently, I have a couple of customers were using SuperViz and requesting for that broadcast mode also for education of kids. So they could, you know, take them places around the globe, like, you know, to the seven wonders of the world, to Egypt or whatever, and give them a class of history or geography or whatever inside those places virtually. So it helps a lot with like distance education and all that. Towards education is where we see the most interest when we talk about the broadcast mode as well.
Awesome. Marcelo, Russ, before we do a back-end demo of the dashboard, the secret sauce of how all this magically comes together for the organizer, the user, perhaps this is a good time to go back in time to say, how did you end up here? How did SuperViz come about? What problems were you perhaps facing that you felt hadn't been solved and that you wanted to solve?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've always been really fascinated in the human-computer interface, creating intuitive, immersive experiences using technologies. So we have a company that I founded before SuperViz called SuperUber, where we specialize in creating high-tech, immersive, interactive environments. But think of them as virtual layers of the real world. You know, so interactive museums, high projection mapping, all that kind of stuff. And then when VR kind of made the big comeback, we thought, well, why don't we take all this design skills we have for thinking in 360 degrees and creating these immersive applications in the real world and take it to the virtual and see if we can apply it to that. And we did a little side project where we brought 360-degree photos into an application, put avatars and played with it and started showing it to architects and to educators. And right away, people saw the potential of this. And so SuperViz actually started out as a VR application. So we started building it that way. And then very quickly, we realized that it's a bit ahead of its time for VR, even though one day, I think once the form factor and everything gets there, this will be becoming much more common. We ended up doing a complete rewrite to do it all on through the web using WebXR. So again, always it's always been about solving the having to be there together remotely problem. You know, the last frontier of video conferencing. And then when the pandemic hit, it just became even more obvious. It's like the one thing we couldn't do is get together in the real world. You know, it was like the one thing we couldn't do, and SuperViz was really solving that problem. And so it was really cool to see how it was helping all these people to be able to meet in the real world and solve these problems. And so since then, it's really been an iterative process of like building what we hear that the customers want, putting it out there, getting another feedback, and just iterating and iterating. And so you can see how SuperViz started out as a dedicated Unity VR app and has become much more of a platform for integrating collaborative meetings immersively in existing spatial content. You know, so previously we'd have our own world creator. Now we're much more interested in bringing multi-person collaboration to Matterport tours, to 3D architectural files, to Sketchfab, and all these other types of applications, which is also something that we won't really get into this that much, but we are building an SDK which will allow any customer to be able to build this type of SuperViz functionality inside of their stuff. So we have people building applications on top of Matterport already that are doing things like staging and many other really exciting stuff using the spatial data from Matterport that are then coming to us, and we're going to be integrating the SuperViz functionality inside of their platform and offering it as a web service. So it's kind of growing. And the way we decide what we're going to be doing is really based on customer feedback. You know, the first spark is kind of a feeling of what you think the future and the vision of the future is going to be. You know, we see an exciting future where the line between the real and the virtual is kind of blurry. The way we have multiple tabs of information on our browsers, we'll have tabs of realities running in parallel. We'll kind of go in and out of them, turn them on as layers. We kind of see a path to the future. It's way out there, and that's how the spark starts. But then you got to build something that's real, and you build the first little prototype of something, and then it's just iterative feedback from the market and the customers that are using it.
Thanks for that. That's how we are here. I'm sorry. I missed what you said.
I know that's how we got to where we are now, and it'll be our strategy going forward. Yeah.
Awesome. I think that probably leads us to a back-end demo of the SuperViz dashboard.
Yeah.
And I think while you're calling that up too, I'll go ahead and mention, because you had mentioned being able to use SuperViz with CAD files. And we are going to do that. We're going to do another WGAN TV Live at 5 show with you called AEC Team Meets Inside Your BIM Model Powered by SuperViz. That's on Thursday, August 18th, 2022. Super excited about that show, the ability to meet within a space that doesn't even exist yet.
Yeah.
Cool. So take us through the SuperViz dashboard. What are we looking at?
Okay, so basically I've just logged into my account, and you can go to the site and create a free trial and do this yourself. But I've logged into my account. This is the dashboard. These are basically all the projects that I've linked to my SuperViz account that I can create meetings inside. Now, in the case of the Matterport integration, it's really, really simple to add projects. You basically, here's a Matterport tour I got online. You just take the share link, copy the share link, I go to my dashboard and I say, I'd like to add a project. And you know, in this case, it's a Matterport project. I just say, I'd like to add a Matterport project. I throw in the share link, create it, and that's it. Bam, it's in my dashboard. And so that's as simple as it is to put your projects into SuperViz dashboard. And once it's there, you can choose to create meetings. So I say, start an instant meeting or create a meeting link for later. Starting an instant meeting does exactly what you expect. It'll start a new meeting. You'll see it looks like a video conferencing system. I copy the link, I share it to someone, they come in and we're in a meeting. So, and that's what I demoed earlier. It jumps straight into that, what you saw earlier. The other option is, say I want to schedule a meeting. You say, I create a meeting link for later. Again, copy the link, throw it into your calendar, send it to someone, and that's it, the meeting is scheduled. The interesting thing here too is you'll notice that there's a different ID for every meeting link that you create. So if I can copy this link and send it to someone, and then if I click it again, it's going to be a totally new ID. Every time there's a totally new one. So I can show the same house to multiple people in the same day and not have to worry about them dropping in while I'm speaking to someone else. Everybody has their own unique ID, which is their own interest in their own instance of a meeting. It's kind of as if you're creating a property and creating multiple parallel universes of this property. So something you would not be able to do in the real world is have five different agents showing the same house at the same time. Whereas with Supervis, they would be in the same house at the same time, but because they have different meeting links, they don't see each other. They're like silos in between them. And it's also a way for you to send appointments to multiple people and not have them show up while you're still showing the place to the previous person. So that's also nice about the virtual. So that's as simple as it is to get the meetings in here and to create meeting links. We also have a workspace. This is all based on a workspace concept. So in your workspace, you can also control your members. So these are people, members are people that can come in and host meetings. So for instance, these are all the members in our workspace. These are people that can either come in, create projects, edit projects, create meetings. So every one of these members have a subscription to be able to host meetings, but then they can host as many meetings as they'd like with up to 16 people when in many projects. So really easy to do. With also, you can control access to the projects based upon members. So I can go in and say, I would like to, you know, edit the project. I would like to manage the members. Which of my agents can see this project? Which of my agents can then go ahead and host tours inside these projects? So you can do that per project. The next one over is the recordings. So these are all the recordings that we did during your meetings. And you can see right here is the one we just did earlier, the Lamborghini Mexico City. If I go ahead and press play, you'll see it'll bring it up. Here it is. It's showing me the recording.
And how would you share that with me? Is that a...
Yeah. And so here I can say I'd like to share it. And in share, I can say, well, let's make this a public shareable link. And that's it. I copy the link and I can share it to someone. So now this video is public. I mean, it's a very obscure URL ID, so no one's going to stumble across this video. Mm-hmm. But if I share it, you can... Anyone that's linked can then get access to it.
Now that's as a link. If I wanted that as a MP4 file, do you have that option?
Yeah, you can download with full access. So you can download the file, and when you download it, it'll let you come down and have the file and edit it in any way you'd like.
Okay, Marcelo, could you send that to me after?
Sure, no problem.
I'll post that video in the forum as well. Did that video include audio as well?
Yep, all the audio, all the webcams, everything.
Okay. And I think you had some other features within.
Other than the other settings down here is really simple. You just basically, what do you like to call your workspace? Put in maybe a logo, that kind of stuff. But that's pretty much it. I mean, it's a really simple but powerful tool. We've put a lot of effort into trying to keep it as simple as possible.
So a few questions, I think I see some additional features within the dashboard. So there's a filtering. So I can
filter by the types of projects that I have in my dashboard. So in this case, the Matterport projects, I can search. As soon as I start typing, you'll see it start filtering them as well. So it's really easy to find the project you're looking for to start a meeting inside of it. As you type, it'll start filtering them out. In this case, I have multiple workspaces, so I can also switch between my workspaces on the side here.
And the examples of why you would have different workspaces?
So we have situations where you might be part of multiple organizations. So imagine that there's a company that has their projects, but you're an agent for people that have multiple Supervis accounts. Maybe I'm selling properties for company A, but also for company B, and their workspaces are separate. We also have... a partnership program where Matterport service providers or any partner really can come in and partner with us to add Supervis as a part of their service that they're offering their customers, whether it's reselling Supervis or whether it's a value add and bundling it. In that case, they could create a sub workspace for every one of their customers to organize it. So when their customers log in, they have access to only their workspace. But then as the partner, he can then see all the workspaces that he's managing as well.
I'm a Matterport service provider. I'm watching this show on WGAN-TV live at 5. I go, wow, Supervis, that's awesome. but how can I make money, get new clients? What do you have thoughts on this topic?
Yeah. So a lot of people, and everyone's slightly different. So we do have, like I mentioned, we have a partnership program. The simplest form is just if someone would like to, say, just resell SuperViz, we have a partnership program for that. What I think is more interesting is when people are bundled into their existing services package that they offer. So if a service provider includes the scan, includes the hosting, includes the support, and then also as a value add, includes the ability to meet inside of those, and they bundle it as part of their package, and then we just deal directly with the partner for them to get the description at a discount, and then they can bundle it and price it and add value it in any way they'd like on top of that. We also, in that case, we offer them a branded experience, so they really can offer the customer a complete experience from their point of view with the customer's brand or their brand in that situation. And at that point, they can put it inside of a larger package of services any way they'd like. It's a differentiator thoughts? For them.
Yeah. Marcelo, additional thoughts on that?
It's brings a lot of high value, mostly for providers, because you turn that marketing asset that the Matterport tour used to be. So instead of just being out there on your client's website, it becomes an actually very powerful tool for sales. For example, if you think of real estate or museum guided tours or something like this. So it would definitely bring a lot like more value when the service provider is actually selling the tour itself. So making that a lot more powerful and with like a constant usage for their clients.
So that might be the difference between offering Matterport as a tool or offering Matterport plus SuperViz as a solution for meeting, presenting, and collaborating within a Matterport space, which seems like it is a lot of value add for the client, particularly someone that's in a selling role that can do this virtually.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay. And then Russ, I think I heard you say differentiator. So if I'm a Matterport service provider and there are a lot of Matterport service providers in Atlanta, then offering a Matterport plus SuperViz may be a way to differentiate the offering that other service provider really doesn't have a clue. They haven't watched WGA and TV Live at 5. They haven't figured out, SuperViz adds a lot of value to the Matterport tour, differentiates me as a service provider. If I offer that together, then maybe I'm moving my conversation from price to value to helping generate revenue.
Exactly.
Yeah. We find it supercharges the value of just an individual Matterport tour. It just becomes so much more useful. The value of that solution goes way up.
My observations of looking at Matterport plus SuperViz from a Matterport service provider's perspective, I would say is three things. One, I should be offering this Matterport service providers should be offering this to existing clients as a way to broaden and deepen the relationship to add happiness to the client, who then perhaps will either be having you shoot more Matterport tours or recommending you as a Matterport service provider to other trusted colleagues.
Yeah. I would also say retention is a pretty big one, because once the customer starts using SuperViz and the recordings are in SuperViz and that all the whole setup, everything, it becomes very sticky. So for them to then have to change, it creates a barrier for change. And so if it's really working well, the solution's there, it's all integrated. It's just someone that's going to make a much more loyal customer as well.
So if you're a Matterport service provider and you've ever lost a client and maybe you lost it to another Matterport service provider and you're like, somebody else is charging a couple pennies less and I lost them because I wasn't offering value to differentiate my agency, that now by offering SuperViz plus Matterport, there's stickiness that makes it harder for someone to want to move away from the relationship.
Exactly.
So, the second piece I would say is if I'm a Matterport service provider watching today's show, I want to be thinking, how do I get more new clients? And maybe Matterport wasn't a sufficient, I was thinking, oh, Matterport's a solution. No, Matterport's a tool. That tool's not powerful enough for that client to say yes. But now that I go back and say, hey, let me show you how you can meet, present, and collaborate within a Matterport tour, it really changes the dynamic to help get new business.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. If you, for instance, you're trying to sell a Matterport tour to someone and they have never heard of what it is and why it's cool, this is a tool for you to show them. You can say, well, okay, let me show you what I'm going to do for you. And I can take you through my portfolio. Let me show you how my scans are better than what you've been shown by other providers. You actually take the, it's a sales tool for the service provider. Send a web link. It's like, let me show you what I do for you. And take them into one of your scans that you're really proud of and set up a quick 15-minute tour so the customer can go around and take a look at, this is the experience that I'm going to be able to do for you to help close the sale to out, then go out and do the scan. So it becomes actually a powerful sales tool, even for the provider to sell service.
So even if I'm in an age of COVID where maybe some of my business development is actually done by Zoom, instead of meeting in Zoom and trying to share a Matterport tour, and it's kind of kludgy and it's herky jerky and it's not smooth, that I could say, hey, let me show, why don't we meet within a Matterport digital twin? Oh, what's that? I have no idea what you just said. Well, here's a link at 4 o'clock, click on this link and I'll meet you in one of the properties that I've shot.
Exactly.
So now
it's a powerful tool.
It's a powerful tool to demonstrate the power of Matterport plus SuperViz as a way to perhaps get new business.
Yeah.
From clients in the category perhaps that you're already doing, but you're not getting. So what I really want to say was that third category is to say, how do you get new business within a different vertical that you're not presently doing? And this Matterport plus SuperViz may be that way to break that barrier, because you are, just as you said, taking a meeting, presenting and collaborating with a potential client within a Matterport digital twin.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the sales process is all about listening and communicating during that process. And so it's one thing you send a customer a link and say, take a look, this is what I do. And they go in alone in a Matterport. The other in a Matterport tour. The other one is you actually meet with them and you walk around and you hear them and you offer and you change. And then they say, "Well, I have a different scenario." So, let me show you another tour. You're just keeping the conversation going. Even if in the end they decide all they want to do is hire you to do the scan, SuperViz is still a good way for you to show your work. You know, because there is a big difference between people that do this well and people that don't do this well when it comes to scans. And so if you are someone that has done really good quality scans, it's a way for you to showcase your work to customers. You say, give me 10 minutes. I'll take you inside property that I've scanned and you'll walk around. And you'll have the conversation while the customer is looking. You can point out why you've done a good job at lighting, while you've done a good job at the lens flare problems. You can really point out your differentiator and your skills in scanning.
Are there other reasons for Matterport service provider to discuss SuperViz? So for example, the first thing, four things we talked about. The first one is you brought up differentiate yourself from any other service provider. Two, add value to your existing clients to keep it sticky, so it's really harder for them to leave because they love what you're offering. Two, to be able to get new clients in the verticals that you're presently doing. Three, to get new clients within verticals that you're not doing, where the power of Matterport plus SuperViz intersect.
And the opportunity to add more revenue to the deal. So, and also recurring revenue. So it's not a one-time scan. It's a monthly recurring that you're going to start getting on top of your customers, because they are paying a recurring fee to be able to host these meetings. So it is an opportunity to increase the value of the deal size and turn a piece of it into recurring revenue.
Perhaps it would be helpful if we talked a little bit about pricing and then understood that recurring revenue piece, or at least in general. Your pricing's on the website. Do you want to take us to your to SuperViz and show us that? It's superviz.com, SuperViz.com. Three things when you get there, look around, but two, sign up for a 14-day free trial or a follow-up one-on-one discussion. And that presumably is not going to be a Zoom call. It's going to take place within a Matterport tour powered by SuperViz.
Yeah, exactly. Our pricing is straightforward. It's very similar to, say, a Zoom subscription, a video conferencing subscription. We charge $25 a month, well, $24.99, for a person to host meetings. And they can host as many meetings as they'd like to host with as many projects linked to their dashboard. It doesn't matter. They don't pay for the guests that come in. That example that I did here earlier with Marcelo, I had the account, he's a guest. And so we'd like to keep it really simple. And then with our partners, it's a partnership agreement. And so there's a couple of ways we do it. Sometimes it's for packages. Sometimes that we do a discount on list price so they can up it when they sell to other people. So if I take a look at
features, if you went to features. And you could scroll down to the pricing.
Yeah. Start a free trial is really easy. It's also when you start chatting here, Marcelo will start speaking with you. As we go down the page for the features, you'll see here, there's the, basically we try and keep it as simple as possible. It's $24.99. So you can have all the integrations that we have done, meeting recording, unlimited meeting times, amphitheater, which is the broadcast, which is coming soon. And then for enterprise, that's more if we want to start doing things like SDK integrations. If you already have a tool, maybe you already have a very sophisticated listing website that has a scheduling button and all that kind of stuff. That kind of stuff, we start getting into the SDK and custom integration. So that's also really easy for us to do. Maybe just through the API, maybe through the SDK. Maybe you need white labeling, branding.
Okay. So we try and keep it simple. Awesome. So it's super simple. So is there a limit on the number of Matterport tours? No. Is there a limit on the number of minutes of people communicating? No. It's unlimited. It's very straightforward. $25 a month. So you mentioned one of the opportunities for Matterport service providers is recurring revenue. You mentioned an affiliate program. Do you want to talk about that, or is that just reach out to Marcelo, request a one-on-one meeting and have that conversation?
Yeah, the best is to reach out to Marcelo, but we try and make it work depending on the situation. Typically, the simplest way that we end up doing it is we just give a discounted rate. And so even if they're just doing a straight partnership resale, there's still an opportunity to make revenue. The more interesting is if you start doing something at more scale or if you want to add it to a package of solutions you're already doing. But it's a conversation we have with Marcelo. We have a couple of template style agreements, but we're open to discuss.
Okay. I think I hear two, maybe three things. And sometimes this gets a little bit confusing for Matterport service providers. Let me see if I can either ask a question or clarify. So if you're a Matterport service provider and you go, wow, I love that SuperViz thing, but I really don't want to incur the $25 a month for that client. Yes, you can just show it to your client. Your client can subscribe directly to SuperViz and you can collect a percentage of monthly recurring revenue.
Exactly.
Once you've talked to SuperViz team, Marcelo, for example. That's one option, is let the client buy it direct. I think the option two, which I want to say you were recommending, Russ, and I would agree with you, is just bundle that SuperViz into your quote. Now, I recognize that's hard when you're maybe talking to a residential real estate agent and they're used to paying per tour. They don't want something to do with recurring revenue, and that can be a little bit harder. But you know, broaden your mind to say, oh, I'm shooting businesses that are on an ongoing basis, then there's an opportunity here for recurring revenue. So this might be, you're used to just charging a fixed price, but you might come back and say, and for $25 a month, it'd be maybe hard to charge more than that because it's a public price on what SuperViz is doing. But hey, for another $25 a month paid to the photographer, you can have unlimited meetings, presenting, and collaborating within your Matterport tours, doing both one-on-one or 1-16 tours, plus coming soon, sounds like July 2022, is the broadcast feature. Works nice as an example with open house to have a date, time, and place for everyone to come. So that's an opportunity. And you say, well, if I'm charging $25 and I'm paying $25, that doesn't seem so good. Talk to Marcelo because he's going to give you a Matterport service provider special rate because you're offering it, your services to third parties, and then you can make the difference.
Yeah. And we also, we also offer the custom branding. So you could actually brand it yourself if you want to do part of your offering and part of a package as well.
So, so in that case, would SuperViz be totally transparent? I'm not going to see any words that say SuperViz in any.
There are levels. So the total white label, which means there's absolutely no SuperViz, is a volume commitment. And so it need to be like a little bit more serious. If you just want to put like it's a custom branded, which means it'll, the URL will say SuperViz, but it'll be your logo on the dashboards and things like that. That's much simpler. There's not that much of a commitment at that point. So it all depends on the situation.
Okay, so sounds good. It's really a conversation to say, what's the problem or opportunity that you would like to discuss today, and then we can tell you what will. How we'll work with you on that, how SuperViz will work with you on that. So there is really an opportunity to, even at the level of $25 a month, to get a special rate, have it white labeled. And this really may be new for many Matterport service providers that are used to, lack of a better term, I eat what I can kill. So it's like you shoot, you get paid. No, you really want to have you shoot, you get paid, and you get recurring revenue, passive income that just keeps coming to you every month. And that may take you a little bit of extra effort in the helping your clients buy into that, but you at least have two options. You can say, hey, you can get it direct from SuperViz, but I'm a trusted, reliable source for you. So you might actually buy the same solution for me. It doesn't cost you any more. Yes, I get paid some, but at least I'm around, I'm local to help support the process.
Yeah.
Whatever that pitch might be. So we talked a little bit about two different options for a Matterport service provider where they simply refer SuperViz to their client. I'm going to guess there's still a way for the photographer to get paid for that referral.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk to Marcelo, or bundle it, offer it yourself, and probably offer it as a white label solution to your clients. And there's a way to make money on that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Was there anything else in terms of Matterport service providers meets, I'll call it affiliate marketing, that we should cover?
No, from our side, one thing that is worth mentioning is that we help our service providers, like the resellers, the partner program, with some marketing assets. So, of course, they will have access to branded content, to videos, or to anything that will help them put that into their website so they can also sell that faster. That also, we provide that type of help for them.
Okay. Now we may have covered this topic, but just switching gears, I just want to make sure we haven't left something off the table, which is I've talked a lot about residential real estate. What other applications is a sweet spot for Matterport plus SuperViz for either a Matterport service provider, like, oh, now that you're doing this, this becomes obvious, or just in general, that someone is searching for Matterport plus live guided tour, stumbles on it in the We Get Around Network forum, use cases. Is it generally by salespeople? Is it other use cases other than business development?
Yeah, I mean, so as we started seeing that the real estate, the sales process was really powerful, we ended up looking at the entire the whole value chain of real estate. So everything from the moment that people are designing it, so pre-construction, then remote construction management and accompaniment, which is a really nice place to get into as a scan or service provider, because this, you need to go in every week and do a new scan. It's because you're basically being able to keep up to date with the remote construction site. And Supervis is really useful for that, because all the stakeholders can go in, they can call in the architects, people can tour the place. And that's something that people scan a lot. It's not just a one-time scan.
Can I pause you there just for a second, just to elaborate for a Matterport service provider that may not presently be doing weekly construction documentation or monthly construction documentation? It may be helpful to know that often there are a dozen or so stakeholders that meet regularly, including the owner of the building, the manager of the property, the general contractor, the architect, subcontractors, there may be a government person. By the time you get done, there's a dozen or so people that are having a conversation around a place, and what better way to do it than to meet within the Matterport tour. We're going to talk about it on another show, meeting within the BIM model. But in this context of this conversation, it's probably super helpful to understand, as a Matterport service provider, when you shoot the initial scan on a building that's about to be redeveloped, let's call it a renovation project, you're shooting the as-built, there's going to be a CAD model that's prepared. And it's possible not only to meet within the Matterport tour, but within the BIM model, which is essentially the space before it's been built. And if we're not talking about a renovation, we're talking about from the ground up, then we're really talking about meeting within a three-dimensional space that doesn't exist yet. And we're going to do an entire show on that. Again, that's AEC team meets inside your BIM model powered by Supervis. That's architects, engineers, construction, or general contractors, the 18th of August, 2022. That's on a Thursday. And did I leave any stakeholders out when you think about general contractors and construction? So
there's also things, for example, we have use cases, obviously, where the owner is out of the country. We've had use cases where someone's international and they want to know what's happening. But then we've also had situations where something unexpected happens. So they thought this is what the house is going to look like. They open it up. There's a beam is not looking that safe. Now they want to quickly call an expert in for an expert opinion. And they can do that in a matter of minutes. You take a photo, send a scan, call someone in, and they're meeting there. So it's like ongoing, being able to call people in.
This is really a huge opportunity for Matterport service providers. If you're not doing construction documentation on a weekly basis, monthly basis, there's a huge opportunity to get multiple scans through the entire life cycle of a building. And understanding that you can meet within the Matterport tour, meet within a CAD file, really lets you understand that you have as an MSP, a huge amount of value to offer companies, particularly companies where all their people, they're in different states and or different countries.
Yeah, and think about it. If you're doing a scan every week or every month on a construction site, you're building a time travel machine for having meetings. So it's like, oh, the air conditioning ducts have already been closed up behind the wall. Let's have a meeting in this room as it was 6 months ago to see what the ducts were looking like at that time. You know, so it's not just a current situation that's meet there. It's an archive of exactly every phase of the construction site. So it becomes a valuable package at the end to give to someone. People also use it for getting vendor quotes. So they need someone to be doing, like, say, painting or do something, then the producer of the construction site can have really quick sanity check vendor quotes, because Matterport, you can do the measurements, you can meet in, you can say, look, this is the situation. And within a matter of 1 hour, give three different vendors a tour of the place and have them send the quotes out without actually stepping on site. So it's a really, really powerful tool whenever, you know, replacing that, getting out there. I mean, that's the whole real estate area. But then there's also the whole education side of things, which is getting a lot more interesting. The museum tour space is getting really interesting.
Hospitality, for example.
Hospitality, tourism. Exactly.
Like for conferences or this type. Insurance, for example. If you have a place that is on fire, maybe it's dangerous to go in. You can just, like, one person would go do the photos, and you can meet inside that place virtually, of course.
Dangerous locations. Yeah,
exactly.
So safe to say there's gazillions of possibilities when you pair Matterport with SuperVis. Before we wrap up, is there anything, Ross, Marcelo, is there anything that you feel like we haven't covered that we should discuss?
Well, there is one thing that I've seen most recent interest on. Also for service providers when they would offer the Matterport tour for, let's say, real estate agencies or something like this, that usually they say, but this won't help my listings to sell faster, because that's what the actual real estate agent is looking for. So, and I've participated in some of the Matterport forums as well, and I've heard that. And there's an interesting thing we found out. Some of the users that are like just trying to search listings or everything, they would, if they like a tour or if they like a Matterport tour, they would try to set up a visit on that place. And maybe they need to wait for 2 or 3 days and they might lose interest or maybe lose the opportunity. If they are able to, right at that time, schedule a meeting or ask for a guided visit and a real estate agent is waiting for it, he can just jump into the meeting, engage with that lead, and warm it up much faster than he would just wait for two or three days, even show other properties if he has the tour. And the chances of closing the sale or understanding that user needs or taking him to actually physically visit a place that he would actually like, it's much higher. We know there are cases that people buy houses without seeing them physically, but we also know that that's rare. Like usually we like to see the place physically, but we have a very powerful usage in between, like on that middle of the funnel, when you capture the lead and before you leave that out.
Yes. So, and Marcelo, yeah. I would add to that, particularly in a tight housing market with limited inventory, what a great way for real estate agents to differentiate themselves to win more listings, win bigger and premium listings, and repeat that more often, win bigger and more premium listings more often by enabling the agent to be that much more efficient, given that people these days are willing to make offers based on walking through a Matterport space. Now you can actually have that meet, present, and collaborate. The last thing, Russ, I want to ask you the hardest question. If we've been talking for almost an hour, if you had to summarize what SuperVis plus Matterport is about in 30 seconds, how would you recapsulate that?
It's a telepresence software for meeting in places when the remote location is the subject. It's about being there together. When being there together is important, that's what you use SuperVis for. So it's video conferencing when the location is the subject.
Awesome. Yeah. Russ, yeah. Marcelo, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Always a pleasure.
We've been visiting with Russ Rive, co-founder and CEO of SuperVis, and Marcelo Franco, head of sales of SuperVis. Their website, again, superviz.com. Sign up for a 14-day free trial. Or now that you spent the hour, I'm sure you still have some questions. Sign up at superviz.com to schedule a one-on-one conversation to take it to the next level. For Marcelo and Russ, I'm Dan Smigrod, founder of the We Get Around Network Forum, and you've been watching WGAN TV live at 5.